just keep your life to rhythm.
It's been lacking, let's get cracking. Now the gang's come back into town.
If you're a no one, why should you grumble?
The greatest folks once were very humble. Your clothes may tatter, it doesn't matter. A beggar can sing the song over here. Hi, gang, come on and let's begin the hi, gang. Take all your pet and sweets and let your troubles overhang. Everybody shout, hi, gang.
Hi, gang.
Daniels, your LBC reporter, once again bringing you an exclusive news story. One of the most exciting, sensational races in the history of American sports. This is something you can tell your grandchildren about.
Yes, sirree. And you can tell them that the championship peanut rolling race of America was brought to you by the Liberty Broadcasting Corporation through the courtesy of Johnson Soda Mix, the mince that takes the echo out of mealtime.
This is the race of the century. Boy, the control he's got over that snozzle of his. He's going down the stretch. No one can touch him now. It's a one-man race. He's done it! He's won by a nose! The race is over, and the winner receives the cup for the third year in succession. Once again, the Liberty Broadcasting Corporation has brought you today's news today. So until the next time, this is your reporter, B.B. Daniels, saying so long, friends.
What a girl.
Yes, Mr. Hagen.
Give me the General Broadcasting Corporation. I want to speak to Mr. Buddy Kelly.
Who wants Mr. Buddy Kelly, please? Oh, just a minute. Mr. Herbisheim.
Well, tell him to... I'll tell him myself. Hello. Yes. Yes, I listened to your broadcast. But I think of it, I thought it was a waste of time. Who wants to hear about peanut rolling when there's wars, revolutions, things people like? Why didn't we cover that peanut rolling?
Well, we were there, Mr. Botticelli. With the sound van. But the two boys didn't show up.
I told both Lion and Oliver the time and the place. I don't know what could have happened to them.
Why doesn't somebody find out?
I've called
everything.
I haven't been seen.
Call their apartment.
I've called their apartment.
Keep on calling it. They've got to come in sometime, isn't it? When they do come in, I'll murder them. Give me another radio.
Telephone, BB.
Hello? Yeah, this is Ben Lyon. Oh, yes, Mr. Botticelli. It's what? Oh, well, Mr. Botticelli, you see, I must have overslept a little bit. Yes, sir? No, Governor. Okay, Chief. Right away, boss.
Hey, what's the big idea?
You know what time it is? It's 11:30.
I don't care what time it is. Don't you know you should always knock on a bathtub before you put on the hat?
Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Miss
Daniels. Well, go ahead. Run off to field first.
Thanks, Chief.
Oh, Miss Daniels, Mr. Hagenpimer wants to see you.
Yes, and I want to see him, too.
Phoebe, my sweet, my darling, so you've done it again. You ought to be boiling over with pride.
I'm boiling over, all right, but not with pride. Get an eyeful of this.
Well, what's this got to do with me?
That's what I want to know.
So help me, Phoebe, I never said anything of the kind against you. I may have said it was a good idea, and...
Since when have you been running an Aunt Fanny's column? So, the Lion Daniels romances, huh?
Now, B.B., look back a minute. On election night, who hired a brass band to follow you around so you couldn't hear yourself talk in the mic?
Oh, Ben Lyon and Vic Oliver.
At Roosevelt's inauguration, who cut your cable?
Vic Oliver and Ben Lyon.
And right here, in this very office, what did you say you were going to do to Ben?
To Boston.
So, what are you kicking about?
Oh, Herbie, what am I going to do? One day I love him, and the next day I hate him.
Well, why not a trial divorce?
So helpless on his own. Poor dear, can't even scramble an egg.
Yeah, but the poor dear made a pretty good job scrambling your Gone with the Wind broadcast.
Yes, the heel.
But all's fair in love, war, and broadcasting.
But he didn't get away with it. He broadcast a whole Harvard football game before he found out his mic was full of soap.
Phoebe, I've got great plans for you. Take a look at this.
Why, Herbie, it's wonderful.
Oh, that's nothing. Wait till you see it in 24 sheets all up and down Broadway. And a contract for $50,000 a year.
$50,000?
On one condition. No Ben.
I can't do it, Herbie.
You can't do it? If Ben had an offer like that, do you think he'd hesitate?
No, the rat. Give me a pen.
Morning, boys. Don't forget to give me a forwarding address before you leave.
But we're not going anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd heard. There seems to be a V-shaped depression approaching you and me.
What?
And I don't mean victory.
Oh!
Good morning, Miss Kelly.
Only just, Mr. Lyons. They're here, Mr. Botticelli. Mr. Botticelli will be delighted to see you.
Hang on, Vic. Here we go.
Don't be scared. I'm right behind you. My, Mr. Botticelli, you look like a sick man.
I am a sick man. I'm sick to that of both of you.
But this can all be explained. I merely overslept.
You merely overslept. You merely overslept. Never in the whole history of this corporation has been such a disgraceful series of fiascos.
I suppose you're both drunk again. Mr. Botticelli, I demand that you withdraw this last statement.
What?
I withdraw the demand.
It's not true, Mr. Botticelli. The only drink I had last night was some milk my wife gave me for my cold.
I can explain the whole situation in 2 minutes.
Yes. I can explain it in 2 words.
Fine! But Mr. Botticelli, you're making a big mistake. Men like me are scarce.
I know, but not scarce enough.
He thinks I'm afraid of him.
Well, aren't you?
Am I? Yes.
But I assure you, I went to bed early last night.
But not early enough.
Oh, now, really, that
airing's too good for you. You should be blackballed from the radio.
Oh, that's not fair, Mr. Botticelli. Just because one broadcast happens to go wrong.
One! This is the 15th time in 1 month. You've been outside. Now, broadcast by your own wife!
Oh, but how could Baby do so?
The other radio companies are laughing at me. The newspapers are laughing at me. The whole of America is laughing at me!
I'm not laughing at you.
No! You got nothing to laugh at! You're fired!
Oh, but wait a minute.
Get out! Get out! Yes,
Mr. Botticelli?
Bring me another radio.
Ah, it's good to be back home again.
Now, get this straight, Oliver. There's no longer any room for you in this apartment.
But I'm not fussy. I'll sleep on the couch until you get another job. Listen, I'm not the type who deserts a pal when he's in trouble.
No, you're the kind that brings him more trouble.
How can you say that? You know, I'd sing and dance at theater cues for you.
Why, wreck show business, too.
Look at Tiddles. She's still asleep.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it? Talk in whispers?
Hey, I drank that milk and overslept. You drank some of it and overslept. I give the rest to Tiddles. Look, and she's still sleeping.
So what?
The milk was dope.
Dope? Don't be crazy. There's nothing wrong with that milk. I wonder who could have done a thing like that.
Lucrezia Borgia.
I don't believe it. And anyway, you keep my wife out of this.
Love is so blind. Scram, will you? I'm sure you'd feel a lot better if I had a drink. Oh, look. A letter in Bibi's handwriting. I wonder who it's from.
Hey, wait a minute. Thank you, but I'll read my own mail. Dear Ben, Mr. Hergesheimer has made me his Liberty Girl and convinced me that marriage and business doesn't mix. As it would not be proper for you to live here anymore, I will sleep someplace else tonight and give you time to pack. Goodbye, your ex-wife. P.S. Hergie insists that the divorce is on him. Isn't he a peach? P.P.S. Dear Vic, it's very rude to read other people's letters over their shoulders.
I don't see how Bibi can say such a thing.
Divorce? But this is terrible.
Oh, Ben, don't take it so seriously. Remember, he who laughs last is a darn fool for waiting so long.
How can I live without her?
Much cheaper.
Oh, now what'll I do? No wife, no job, no nothing.
You still got me, Ben.
That's all I need.
What are you worrying about? If you haven't got a job, you don't have to pay alimony. I always say paying alimony is just like putting money in a gas meter after the stove has been disconnected.
I know what I'll do. I'll go to the South Seas and become a bit of human flotsam.
Now, Ben, you've got to pull yourself together. I'll get your job back for you. Once you got your job, you can always get a wife. Anybody's wife.
Won't you go away?
Now, put yourself into Bibi's place. Suppose you were my wife and I suddenly wanted to go to the South Seas.
I'd pay your fare.
But why go to the South Seas?
Because there are no women there.
Well, if they aren't, I made some terrible mistakes the last time I was there. See, I have an idea. How about you and I doing our old board of black together?
And listen to your awful jokes. I'd rather starve the easier way.
All right, if you're going to be a human flotsam, I'll go with you. Be your jetsam. I'm sorry, we only accept bills from the manager personally.
I got a message from Miss Daniels.
Oh, from Miss Daniels. She's mean.
Okay, ask her to get in touch with me when she comes back. Number 427. Tell her it's about the Sultan.
The what?
The Sultan. She'll understand.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, which sultan? I can't just go to Miss Daniels and say the sultan. Miss Daniels probably knows hundreds of sultans and sultanas.
The sultan of Hassan.
The sultan of Hassan? You mean the guy with the 300 wives?
Sure, that's him.
Come here a minute. Now, listen, 427. You're a man of the world, aren't you?
Sure.
Exactly. What does the sultan of Hassan mean to Miss Daniels?
She don't know him as far as I know. He only ducks today.
Where?
Say, this item's for Miss Daniels.
Of course it is. Now, see that she gets it. I'm a manager. I mind her own business for her.
On the level?
Well, of course. Didn't I open the door to you? Where does the sultan of Hassan dock?
On the Briar Road, Pier 56, North River, this afternoon.
Let's go.
Hey, it's worth $5, ain't it?
It's worth $10, and I'll see that Miss Daniel pays you as soon as she comes back. Ben, open up. I got wonderful news. It'll make a new man of you.
The only wonderful news for me would be your obituary.
But I've got a scoop, an exclusive tip. I'm telling you, it'll put us on a map again. Open up, will you?
Now, listen to me, Mr. Oliver. I'm getting rid of you. You hear? So get out.
But I'm telling you, Botticelli, go nuts about it. Just give me one teeny-weeny hour to prove it.
I'm not listening. When I'm ready, I'm going.
I hate to do this, Ben, but I've got to save you from yourself.
There comes a time in a man's life when he reaches the limit of endurance. When he realizes it's now or never if he wants to get rid of his kinks. Hey, Vic!
Vic, I'll be back in an hour. Someday you'll thank me for this. You'll say, if Vic Oliver hadn't blocked my metal danger, I might have been stung.
Open this door! Vic!
Colonel John Mortimer, Clarksville, Tennessee. Who's he when he's at home?
He's an oil man.
Well, what's he want with me? Take him down to maintenance.
Oh, not that sort of an oil man, Mr. Botticelli. He's the president of the Clarksville Oil Company.
What are you standing there for? Go and apologize for keeping him waiting. Show him in.
Will you come this way, Colonel Mortimer?
My dear sir, this is an unexpected pleasure. Sit down.
Well, I didn't have much time to make appointments. I just arrived by plane this morning.
My dear Colonel, my time is your time. Now, tell me, how can I assist you?
I've been thinking about expanding my advertising. Had an idea of sponsoring a radio program to put over my oil.
Very good idea. Now, you've come to the right place.
Of course, I don't figure on spending too much the first year. Say about $60,000?
Well, yes. Might put you over quite a nice little program for this. Yes.
Maybe we could make it a Clarksville program and sort of give the old hometown a boost at the same time.
Hometown?
Clarksville, Tennessee. We might have a Clarksville orchestra and Clarksville announcers.
It may be a little difficult to find.
But you've got two Clarksville boys on your payroll already.
We have?
Sure, Lyon and Oliver.
Ben Lyon and Vic Oliver?
Oh, they're local boys.
Yes, but you see, Colonel, the difficulty is...
Well, never mind about that. I want those two boys on my program for a start.
Why, certainly, Colonel, whatever you say. After all, you're paying for it.
Yes, Mr. Botticelli.
Come in.
I'd kind of like to meet them again sometime.
Yes, Mr. Botticelli.
Miss Kelly, I want Mr. Lyon and Mr. Oliver here.
Mr. Lyon and Mr. Oliver?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Botticelli, I'll send for them.
Well.
Have a cigar.
I guess I gotta leave now. I've gotta go down to the docks to meet the Sultan of Hassan.
The Sultan of Hassan? Or isn't he the Sultan of all those wives?
Mm-hmm. He arrived this afternoon. We're going to fix up an oil deal.
But this will make a sensational news broadcast. Who else knows about this?
No one, far as I know.
What pier does the boat dock?
56 North River,
56 North River. Miss Kelly, come in. I'll get a sampan out there immediately.
Well, now, that's not a bad idea. Say, that might make a good tie-up for my oil program. Have those two boys come down, too.
Two boys, Lyons and Oliver? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, well, goodbye for now, Colonel. See you tomorrow, eh? Goodbye. Miss Kelly?
Yes, Mr. Botticelli.
Didn't I tell you to come in?
I am in, Mr. Botticelli.
Oh, so there you are. Well, where's Lyons and Oliver?
Did he bite?
I'll say he did. Hook, line, and sinker.
Nice work, Colonel. No. Don't count him now. Your gratitude would only embarrass me.
Now, look, you promised me $10. There's only five here. Come on, give it.
My, how these new notes do stick.
Hello? Are you Central Park 53976?
Yes.
General Broadcasting Corporation calling. Will you hold the line, please?
Hello? Yeah, man. This is Mr. Lyon's apartment. Who all is calling you?
This is Edward G. Botticelli of GBC. I want to speak to Mr. Lyon urgently.
Well, Martha Ben don't live here no more.
Hmm?
No, sir.
this is his name, Mandy.
You're sure you want to speak to him in particular?
I sure... Listen, I got to get him urgently, or even Mr. Oliver.
Well, I might locate Master Ben if you'll show it's important.
No wonder there was a civil war.
Listen, I've got to give him this message, and quickly.
Tell him to be at Pier 56. 56.
56!
Yes, North River. At 4 o'clock. The Sultan of Hassan is arriving.
Well, slap me down with a Pope chump.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got it. Pier 56, North River, 4 o'clock. Oh, don't worry. I'll see if you get the message all right. As sure as my name's Mandy. Yes, sir. Goodbye now. Well, Brisky, my love. It looks like your mommy's done it again.
Hey, what is this?
Hey, who's in that burglar? Ben! 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 What happened? Ben, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Phoebe, you've come back.
Yes, I came back because...
Because you found you couldn't live without me.
Hey, don't pull that Cagney stuff on me. I came back because... Well, I came back because I wanted to get Rinsey's pillow. I didn't know you were playing barricade.
Oh, that was Vic's idea. Phoebe, your letter.
Say, where is Vic?
He's hiding from me if he's got any sense. Your letter, I can't understand it.
Oh, and I purposely kept it down to one syllable words.
It's a gag, isn't it? You did it for a laugh, didn't you?
No. I've never been more serious in all my life. Here's your pillow, honey.
But you can't do this. It's a divorce, and on what ground?
Mental cruelty.
Oh, how can you say such a thing? And anyway, who put a Mickey Finn in our milk last night? Is that any way to treat an adoring husband?
An adoring husband? I suppose it was love that prompted you to ruin my Going with the Wind broadcast.
Oh, that was Dick's idea, and anyway, that was different. It was business.
Well, marriage and business don't mix.
Oh, that's not true. Look at Carol Lombard and Clark Gable. Aren't they happy?
Sure. But they haven't met Dick Oliver yet.
Oh, look, Phoebe, why can't we do our radio programs together? Then we wouldn't be fighting all the time.
You mean let you in on my scoops?
No, I don't. Forget all about your scoop. I mean that comedy program I worked out for you and me.
Yeah, and Dick Oliver.
Oh, so help me, I'm through with that rat.
Oh, that's what you always say.
But this time I mean it.
Do you really?
Definitely.
Oh, Ben.
Shame on you, B.B. Daniels. You're nothing but a Delilah. You toy with a man's affection and trample his heart in the mud.
That wasn't Delilah. That was Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, that's telling him.
And you, I never thought you'd become a female impersonator and let your wife wear the pants.
It's no need beating around the bush, Vic. You and I are through.
Through? Now when Botticelli's asking us on his bended knees to come back?
What?
My husband isn't interested in any more of your lies. Are you, darling?
Just a minute. What's this about Botticelli?
That you should lose all your self-respect and let your wife cast you aside like an old boot.
Don't you dare call my husband an old boot. You heel?
I have nothing more to say. This is the end. I shall tell Botticelli that you prefer to stay at home and cook.
Wait a minute, Vic. Are you on the level about Botticelli?
Oh, so you're through with Vic Oliver, eh?
Oh, but Phoebe, now...
All that duck-billed platypus has to do is open his big mouth and he's got your hook, line, and sinker.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Jekyll becomes Mrs. Hyde.
And it's for you, you twerp. I can guess what your mother said when the stork brought you.
Why, that's an insult. Take it back.
That's what I thought she said.
I suppose you realize that this is a phony. Botticelli will have us thrown in jail.
It's not a phony, I tell you. I got it from what you call well-informed circuits.
Well, where's the boat? It's after 4 now. I wanted to buy something for Beebe this afternoon.
Look, will you forget your wife for a minute?
You realize we've been married 7 years today?
You must have broke your mirror or something. Why don't you get wise to yourself? Marriage is a fluff. I've only known one happy couple. He was deaf and she snored.
I don't want to discuss it. Hey, Joe. Yeah? See if you can find out something about this boat.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to go to the altar twice to be married once too often.
I said I didn't want to discuss it.
Some family have with me.
Huh?
You wouldn't understand that. That's occupied French.
Hey, Vic, look. Must be someone from the Hassan Embassy. She's coming this way.
Do we bow as she passes?
No, curtsy, you mug.
Gosh, I should have brought my prayer mat. Hey, Phoebe!
Well, well, well. If it isn't a dead-end kid.
Oh, hello, honey. I mean, Mrs. Lyon. I suppose I may still call you Mrs. Lyon.
Why not? I've stood it for 7 years. Hello, Fishface.
Hello.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, nothing. Gee, you look charming. That's a swell outfit.
It should be. It costs $200.
$200? That's a lot of dough.
Don't worry. They won't send you the bill till the first of the month.
Excuse me. I've got to see a man about a passport.
Don't
Say, what are you two up to anyway?
That's funny. I was just about to ask you the same question.
Well, let's skip it. Then neither one of us need lie.
Oh, Bebe, let's stop all this arguing. Wouldn't you like to bury the hatchet?
Yes. In Vic Oliver's head.
A fine thing. The moment I turn my back, you say things in front of me that you wouldn't say behind me.
Can't you leave us alone a minute?
No, I can't. I smell a rat.
Oh, you're just self-conscious, Vic.
Miss Daniels, could I see you for a minute, please?
Certainly. Don't go away, boys. What do you want?
I got $5 worth of news.
It's a deal.
Hey, it's all this secrecy business. I don't like it.
You're waiting for the Sultan's boat, ain't you?
So?
Well, the Sultan's boat ain't coming in here. It's been switched. It's going over to Pier 14, and it's due in any minute now.
Well, that's fine, fellow. Listen, do the rest of them know anything about it?
No. They think it's coming in here.
Well, here's $10. Now keep it quiet.
Gosh, lady, I'm struck dumb.
I'll stay that way. Well, boys, I've made up my mind. You can have the Sultan. You need him more than I do.
You knew about him?
Sure.
And you're not going to broadcast it?
No, after all, it's your scoop, and I want to see you boys eat.
Thank you, Evie. That's swell of you. Next time you get a scoop, we'll let you have it.
Fine. Well, so long, and good luck, boys.
You know, this really touches me.
Yes, me too. When I get home tonight, I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Oh, shut up. I'll have you know, Bebe's a great-hearted little woman.
Yeah? Would you like to know just how great-hearted she is? Wait a minute. Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, come here. Tell Mr. Daniels, I mean Mr. Lyon, what you told the lady.
Well, I told her, like you said, that the Sultan's coming in at Pier 14.
Pier 14? Well, we're at the wrong pier. Hey, Joe.
Take it easy. We're all right, only that great-hearted, charming Liberty girl has for once outsmarted herself.
Goodbye, boys. Goodbye.
Goodbye?
You mean you sent her on a wild goose chase?
Now, wait a minute. Think it over. Did she tell you why she was leaving here in such a hurry? No. Did she tell you the Sultan was docking on Pier 14? No.
But he's not docking on Pier 14. He's coming in here.
I know. But she thinks she's got the laugh on us. Thanks to your friend, Vic Oliver. The laugh is on her.
You just made it.
Oh. Holy Pete, look what's coming ashore.
There's about 100 kids there.
Looks like the Sultan's been going to town. Elmer, you contact the station and give me the high sign as soon as we're on the air.
Okay.
Hey, 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 where are you going? That rope put there to keep people out.
Oh, that's okay, officer. I'm not pink.
Come on, children.
I'm on the welcoming committee. Come on, children.
Oh, yeah? What's that in your hand?
Nothing.
A microphone, huh? I thought so. We got orders to keep people like you away.
Oh, but officer...
These kids have been poor enough in England without facing a mob of reporters and radio commentators.
Listen, officer, you mean these children are evacuees from England?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, no, my friend. This way, you're heading the wrong way.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Bebe Daniels, your LBC reporter, once again bringing you an exclusive news story. Tomorrow, other radio companies will give you today's news. LBC gives you today's news today. This afternoon, we were going to broadcast the arrival in this country of the Sultan of Hatshepsut.
You were?
But that's just an unimportant little news item compared to the story that LBC bring you now. The arrival in this country of the first evacuee children from England. The boat has just docked. It's the 1941 equivalent of the Mayflower. Only this time, instead of bringing us the Pilgrim Fathers, it brings us the little pilgrim children of the democracy. You should hear their happy voices.
What did I just tell you?
Some of New York's smartest police are down here controlling the crowds. I'll bet all these little British children are going to ride home and tell their families that our American police are just wonderful.
That don't cut no ice with me. Come on.
There's one officer here in particular. Really, I've never seen such a good-looking man. What's your name?
Patrolman O'Rooney.
Patrolman O'Rooney of the New York City Police. And a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's listening in. I think you've got another Clark Gable here. Will you hold this for me, please?
Why, sure.
You know, a lot of people say I look like Clark Gable.
I wish you could see this cute little fellow sitting here all by himself with a label on his coat. How are you, mister?
Fine, thanks.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben?
Well, I'll have to call you Little Ben, because I know a Big Ben already.
So do I.
He booms all over London before the news.
Well, this one booms all over New York. Tell me, Little Ben, where are you bound for?
Philadelphia.
My, I bet you're thrilled about that.
No, I'm not. I want to stay here in New York and go to the ice cream shop and hot dog stands like I've seen on the pictures.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
She says she's no more sponsors in New York.
She does, eh? Who's she?
Mrs. Endicott, lady over there at the table.
John Gilling, Philadelphia. Eileen Warnell.
Little Ben, you're going to stay in New York. Ben, you've just heard the first broadcast of Little Ben from England, America's new Liberty Boy.
Adopted and sponsored for the duration by the Liberty Broadcasting Corporation. Come on, Little Ben.
Now listen carefully, because you're about to hear the first foster adoption ever to go on the air.
Oh, Mrs. Endicott.
Yes?
Mrs. Endicott, as the guardian of youth for England, the LBC would like you to say a few words to the mothers of America.
Well, we try to see that the children are made as happy as possible.
Exactly. So that when little Ben here doesn't want to go to Philadelphia, he doesn't have to go, does he?
Oh, but I'm afraid he's already been at it.
Oh, but the LBC have agreed to take little Ben under their wing.
Well, it's very irregular, I must say.
Of course you must say it, Mrs. Endicott. That's why democracy is such a wonderful thing. People can say anything they like, and what's more wonderful, we don't have to listen to them.
Yeah, Sultan's boat just docked. Now, we're ready when you are.
This is a General Broadcasting Company bringing you your rambling reporter, Ben Lyon. That's me, folks. This week's exclusive news story comes to you from the gangway of the SS Friar Rose, where we're about to welcome the all-highest potentate of the East, the Sultan of Hassan, the man with more wives than anyone in the world. If my memory serves me correctly, Hassan is one of the most important towns on the Persian Gulf. It has a population of over 100,000, including 25,000 Europeans and 75,000 natives. In 1925, the native population was only 25,000, but it has now risen to three times that number.
Thanks to the Sultan.
You'll now hear the Hassan National Anthem. Take it away, boys.
One gang with a Sultan coming down the long aft.
Hey, come on. It's a long way.
Here he comes. The Sultan's coming.
Here he comes, folks. The world's most romantic figure. The Sultan of Hassan.
For the love of Mike, it's a bull.
Get out! The mic! Take him off me!
You know a better boy than I do!
This is Ben Lyon, your favorite reporter, and he's no longer rambling.
And get Mr. Botticelli another radio.
I can't tell you how happy I am that you're going better, Tanny.
And there's my signature on behalf of the LBC. He's a very lucky boy.
I'm sorry, I had to ask all those personal questions.
Oh, that's quite all right. I understand.
You see, we can't allow the children to go to homes that are not quite regular.
Mrs. Endicott, in B.B. and Ben Lyon, you have America's most devoted couple.
Ah.
Yeah?
Will you speak to the New York Daily Mirror?
No, tell them I'm busy. Oh, what do they want?
They want to know if you'll make a statement about Miss Daryl's divorce.
No. Tell them we're not putting the show on. A little radio play Miss Daniels was going to do called Divorce.
Yes, by John Galsworthy.
Oh, for a moment you had me quite worried.
I know just how you felt.
Well, Mrs. Endicott, we won't waste any more of your time. I know you're a busy woman and we've got a lot of things to do.
Well, then I'll see you at my apartment.
We'll be there at 6:30.
Oh, fine. And thank you again, Mrs. Endicott.
Good afternoon.
Goodbye. Oh, Herbie, do you realize what this means?
It means that tonight we broadcast the kid's reaction to his new home. It means LBC has two scoops in one day. Turn outside broadcast, I want them.
Go away! That you should do this to me, your friend, your counselor, your advisor.
Now, see here, you nitwit. Say, what are you doing with my overcoat on?
Well, when I left home, it was raining. I didn't want to get your suit wet.
My suit? Why, all the day.
Now, take it easy, Ben, take it easy. You remember the three musketeers, one for all for one. What's mine's yours. And
get going.
Now, Ben, be reasonable. Can I help it if the Sultan's wives turned out to be cows?
I ought to be certified for even listening to you.
Left. Packages for Miss Daniels.
Are all these packages for Miss Daniels?
That's what I said.
Well, if it isn't 427, the kid with the inside information. Nice boy.
Great out of here.
Hey, what do you make of this?
Advice to a young moth.
Advice to a young mother. How to bring up your child in 6 easy lessons.
Infant welfare. Complete guide.
Congratulations!
Well, Phoebe might have told me. I have a right to know.
So have I.
Who do you think you are?
I'm going to be the godfather.
Over my dead body.
Do you realize what that means, Ben? Phoebe can't divorce you now. It's against the law of nature.
Say, that's right. She couldn't be so hard-hearted as to deprive a father of the affection and companionship of his own child.
To care for it tenderly. To love and protect it. A little child shall reunite them. I feel so sentimental.
See, it'll make a swell picture. What will?
You pushing a baby carriage down Broadway.
Hey, I'm not pushing any baby carriage. What'll the people think?
Yeah.
And what'll my kid think? A father with no job, no prospect. It's all your fault. You've ruined the future of my child.
Now, calm yourself. Don't get excited. Remember, you are about to become a father.
Oh, go away. You've queered me with every radio company in America.
Hey, I can always get you a job broadcasting advice to other daddies. I can see it now. Ben Lyon, the daddy of them all. See, I can help you, too. I know all about it. I used to take care of my sister's baby.
Your sister's baby?
Yes, what a baby, too. We used to call it Lucky Dip.
Why?
Every time we picked it up, we used to get a surprise.
I don't get it.
You didn't pick it up. Hey, listen. Baby, don't let her guess you found out. You know how women are. They love to surprise you. Yeah.
Oh, Ben, I'm so glad you're here, honey.
Darling, you look wonderfully well.
Oh, thank you. You still loose? What happened to the rat catcher? Is this his day off?
My dear, you mustn't carry packages like that. Not now.
He's right there. You really must rest and take things easy. Here, sit down and relax. No, just a moment. Sit over here on the sofa. It's more comfortable. Is that better, my sweet? Is the sunlight too strong for you, darling? I don't want you to be in a draft, my angel.
Now, put your little feet on this pillow.
There.
You know, you mustn't get cold feet.
Who said I had cold feet?
Nobody. Ben and I, of course, know you'll be very brave when the time comes.
Say, what is this? What are you two up to?
Oh, nothing, darling. Now, look, you must take it easy and have lots of rest and not worry your pretty little head about anything, my sweet.
There you are. You ought to drink plenty of fresh milk now.
Milk? Do I look like an invalid?
No, not at all. No one could notice a thing. Could they, Ben?
Certainly not. Oh, you're wonderful, darling. And I'm not going to leave you at a time like this.
You mean you'll stay?
Of course I'll stay.
Oh, Ben. Oh, you've seen the book. Now, you spoilt my surprise.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Have you a little surprise for me?
Yes, and I wanted to be the first one to tell you about it. And now you guess.
Oh, no, he hasn't. Try me. I'm good at guessing games. Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Oh, shut up, Vic. Tell me, darling, what is your little surprise?
We're going to have a little boy.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah, but how do you know it's going to be a little boy?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course I know. Our little Ben. Oh, you love him.
I love him, too.
Oh, take a powder, Vic. I want to be alone with my husband when little Ben arrives. He'll be here any minute now.
What? Did you hear that, Vic? Quick, telephone for a doctor.
What's the matter? You sick?
No, but you and little Ben.
Oh, we're fine. Say, do you want a good laugh? Well, Vic's responsible for the whole thing.
Hey, wait a minute. Phoebe's confused. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Oh, don't I? You thought you'd trick me. Thought I wouldn't know it was you and blame it on somebody else.
No, Phoebe, you got me wrong. It wasn't me. Ben, I swear to
you. Now, wait a minute. Let's get this thing straight. Now, whose child is this going to be?
Why, yours, dear. Yours and mine.
Well, that's better. Now, see here, Mr. Oliver. There are times when a husband and wife would like to be alone.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, you catch on quickly, don't you?
I'm just going down the store and buy my godson a teething ring and a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, don't be silly. A child doesn't need whiskey.
No, but I do.
Well, now that the pest is gone, will you help me open little Ben's packages?
Of course, Mumsy. You know, I just love children, especially little girls and boys.
Oh, look, what a beautiful piano.
But don't you think it's too big for our little Ben?
Of course not. Now, listen, are you going to argue with me and upset me over a little thing like a piano?
Of course not, Mumsy. I wouldn't upset you for anything in the world. It's just right. And I'm sure he's going to love it.
My son's going to grow up to be a sailor. He'll be cuter than Mr. Robert Taylor. He'll be the type all the women adore. He'll cause a riot every time he comes ashore. What's more, Ben, if I ever have a son, it's the only worthwhile thing that you've done.
My son's going to grow up to be a singer. He'll be
classified as a real humdinger. There'll come a day, yes, and make no mistake, when Crosby tables him.
Oh, please give me a break.
Okay, BB, to show that I'm not mean, I'll let him be a singing marine.
My son might want to be a soldier, marching along with the rifle on his shoulder.
My son may be a devil-may-care man, the sort that grows up and becomes a dashing airman.
My son might be something in the city.
He'll be making the dough and sitting pretty. He'll make a fortune in iron or coal.
He'll have to make a lot when daddy's on the dole.
RGBB, when all is said and done, whatever he may be, he'll be a lot of fun.
He's bound to be a wow, our son.
My son may be a great physician.
Or perhaps a very fine musician.
He might be an able-bodied stoker.
Well, that's much better than an unsuccessful broker. Who knows, he may choose to be a painter.
I can't think of a single hope that's fainter. Why, there's no future in paint for a lad.
A guy named Mr. Rembrandt didn't do so bad. Oh, gee, honey, when all is said and done,
whatever he may be,
he'll be a lot of fun. He's bound to be the top, our son.
I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. Lyon's apartment.
Well, what a coincidence. Of all the men that should walk through this door, I'm the very man you want.
Oh, you're Mr. Ben Lyon. I'm so pleased to meet you.
No, I'm Vic Oliver. Everyone mixes us up. Ben Lyon is the tall, dark, and repulsive one. Was it very important because Mr. and Mrs. Lyon are rather busy at this moment?
Oh, they're expecting us. This is little Ben. Miss Daniels is adopting him for the duration. Adopting him rather early, but I wanted to allow plenty of time for little Ben is going to broadcast.
Broadcast?
The LBC have made him their liberty boy.
I don't know what to say, madam. I'm torn between loyalty and duty. Loyalty towards Bibi and Ben, and duty towards this poor little fellow who's going willy-nilly into such a hole.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, the pity of it all. What a cursed drink is.
Drink?
Close your ears, Sonny. I don't think you'd better go upstairs for a while. There's an orgy in progress right now.
This is dreadful. I didn't know that Miss Daniels drank.
We try to keep it quiet, but up and down Broadway, she's known as Mighty Liquor Rose. Poor little fellow.
Oh, really? It's too dreadful for words.
Dreadful is not the word, madam. When I think of that fine couple upstairs divorcing like this.
Divorce? Mr. Hergentheimer told me they were America's most devoted couple.
That's because Bibi doesn't want to make it public until she agrees the price.
The price?
Yes, her lawyer has offered to get rid of Ben Lyon for her for $500, but she says it's too much. She can't have him shot for 10.
Oh, come along, Ben.
You know, honey, the more I think about... Say, what's the meaning of all this?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Peggy and I have decided to give my regular broadcast from the flat tonight instead of the studio. Come in.
Heads up, baby.
All right, Elmer. Hello, Dick.
Hiya, baby.
Fine. Just bring the boys over here, will you?
Come on, boys. Hello, Mr. Dunhill.
Lion's a name.
Sorry.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Ben. Hey, what's going on around here?
Oh, we're going to put little Ben on the air as soon as he arrives.
What? No, I won't have it. It's positively indecent.
It's no such thing.
It is. You're a shameless, unnatural mother. Do you think I'd permit a child of mine to be commercialized the moment it enters the world?
So that...
Bibi, I'm ruined. 99 radio stations waiting from coast to coast, and the whole scheme busted wide open. She just phoned me. We can't have the kid.
We can't.
Peggy, don't tell me we can't.
We can't broadcast his arrival.
Of course you can't. I positively forbid it.
What business is this of yours, Ben?
I'll show you who...
Oh, don't pay any attention to him. He has some silly idea that I'm really going to have a baby.
Silly idea?
Yes. Tell me, Peggy, what did she...
Then you've deliberately tricked me.
No, I didn't. You tricked yourself. Peggy and I were going to adopt a little English evacuee.
Okay, BB. I get it. Just another one of your stunts. Well, this time I'm walking out on you. And for good.
Fergie, he really means it this time.
Oh, what if he does? You can easily get another husband, but how are you going to get another child? I mean, in a hurry.
Well, whose fault is it we haven't got this one?
Vic Oliver.
Oh. So it's his fine Italian hand that gummed up the works.
Yeah, he told Mrs. Endicott that you drink, swear, and divorce.
He did what? Wait till I get my hands on that weasel.
If you do, be careful where you put him. I'm awfully ticklish.
Come in, Joe.
Now put the microphone right over here. I don't think you'll be needing this one.
That's the boy right here.
Mr. Oliver, what lies have you been telling Mrs. Endicott about me?
Well, BB, in your own words, all is fame, love, and broadcasting.
You're guilty of criminal slander.
Is that so? You must come up and sue me sometime.
Hey, what's all this equipment for?
Oh, nothing. Me and Ben are giving it a little broadcast.
Well, you better grab him quick. He's packing.
What again? Listen, I hate to be monotonous, but you'll have to unpack again.
If you don't get out of here, I'll murder you.
Now, there's no time for comedy. We're back on the payroll.
We're what?
Yes, I fixed it all up. Oliver, the fixer-upper, that's what they call me. I put up a terrific scheme to Botticelli.
Oh, don't be silly. Botticelli wouldn't even listen to you.
I know it. That's why I wrote it on a piece of paper, wrapped it around the stone, and threw it in his window.
That must have made a fine impression.
It did, right on the back of his head.
What is this, one of your bedtime stories?
No, it's on the lever. Joe and the sound boys are in there now. Botticelli's giving us another chance. We'll be on the air at 7:30 with our own evacuee.
Evacuee?
Yes, he's the cutest, sweetest, most adorable little rascal in the world. Now I know what it means to be a mother.
Oh.
Honest, cross my heart and hope to die, as true as I'm sitting here on this bicycle.
You mean they've actually got another English kid?
Sure. That's what they're going to broadcast. His first reaction to American home life. Cute idea,
Vex, ain't
it?
A Vex?
It's plagiarism, that's what it is. Plagiarism.
Okay, Miss Daniels, you can take all this away. We won't be needing it. We've got our own.
Why, you...
Take it easy, big boy.
You'll regret this, Lion.
The only thing I regret, I didn't punch you in the nose a few moments ago.
You see, Miss Daniels, you're not the only one around here that can have a baby.
Oh, gee, honey, don't take it that way. What's one little stunt?
Oh, it wasn't a stunt. I thought I was doing something worthwhile for once. Oh, Ben, I was looking forward to our little English kid. We could have shown him such a good time.
Oh, I understand. Well, what are you worrying about? We still have my kid.
You mean I'd be a mother to him?
Why, of course. Any child of mine's a child of yours.
Oh, Ben.
Hey, wait a minute, Ben.
Oh, you mean you let me broadcast with you?
Broadcast? Well,
Oh, think how nice it'll be to have his new mother and father on the same program.
It's a trap, you fool. Don't be a lion in a Daniel's den.
Oh, Vic, I know I've pulled some fast ones before, but can't you see this time I'm really serious? And anyway, what harm can I do? It's your program I'll be on.
Phoebe, what are you saying? You can't go on a general broadcasting program.
Why not? If she's going to be a foster mother, they can't prevent her from broadcasting with her child.
Well, if you ask me...
Well, I'm not asking you. Shut up.
Ben,
yes.
You've only got 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Hey, Vic, the kid isn't here yet.
I don't know what's keeping him. I put a label around his neck with this address on it.
A label? He's not coming here by himself, is he?
No, he's being brought.
Then go downstairs and try to find him. Perhaps they're looking for the apartment.
We only have 5 minutes. You're getting worried for 5 minutes. My mother waited 3 days for me.
Listen, Joe, we're an awful spot. We can't broadcast until that kid gets here. Call Botticelli and tell him we'll have to stall.
I already have, but it ain't possible. We're scheduled for 7:30.
I'll call him myself.
But, Phoebe, you can't broadcast for them.
I can, if it goes out over our wavelength.
What?
Elmer, look, go out in the hall and switch cables, so that when we broadcast on this mic, it goes out over our wavelength.
What a girl.
Yeah, but what about Joe?
Oh, you'll have to fix Joe.
Oh, sure, but how?
You fix Joe or I'll fix you.
Okay, boss.
Hey, look out, here comes Dan now.
Hey, Phoebe, We're in a mess. We're on the air in 2 minutes and we have nothing to go on with.
Well, you can use my orchestra that'll help.
Gee, that's swell of you. Hey, Dick, how much time can you and the band give me?
Much as you want. Boys?
Hey, boy, snap into it, will you? We only have 2 minutes.
Hiya, Joe.
Huh?
I said hiya.
Oh, hiya.
I hate doing this, Joe, because I've got a wife and kids depending on me, saying it's either got to be you or them, so I guess it'll have to be you. Gee, Joe, I'm sorry I had to do this. I don't know what the union's going to say.
If worse comes to worse, I can sing.
Oh, things can't get that bad.
I get it.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you open up with some gas?
All right, and then you sing.
Hey, Ben, light.
Okay, give us a fanfare to open up with, and then take your cues from me. Once again, your favorite broadcasting corporation brings you the rambling reporter, Ben Lyon. That's me, folks.
And this is Baby Daniels, your Liberty Girl. I bet you're wondering how Ben and I happen to be on the same program.
It's just another surprise brought to you through the courtesy of the general...
The general public, without whose appreciation our programs would not be possible. Now, tonight, we have an extra special surprise in store for you.
Hey, whose program is this, anyway?
So I'm going to allow my charming, adorable husband to tell you all about it.
Well, thanks.
And if you're listening in, Mr. Winchell, you can put that in your pipe and pfft it.
Why do we play records? Why is the lion on the air?
Is that Clark Festerson?
What's wrong with the clock?
Miss Kelly!
Yes, Mr. Botticelli.
Why aren't we on the air?
I don't know, Mr. Botticelli.
We're going out on the LBC wavelength. What? The lion's coming through on the Liberty program.
And now we come to the first surprise of this special program. B.B. Daniels giving you her rendition of that lovely new number, I'm Singing to a Million. Take it away, boys.
Miss Cannon! Miss Cannon! Send for the police! I was lying alone when I left it!
Yes.
Send for the police!
What are you going to charge them with?
You're my lawyer, that's up to you!
Not so very long ago, they invented radio, but then they were clever men. Little did Marconi know how I'd use his radio, and now let me tell you how. Any time that I feel all alone, the radio becomes my telephone. I'm singing to a million, but meaning it just for one. When all is said and done, my heart's with you. And when I sing a love song, my heart with the music blends. I find my romance ends and starts with you. Life seems to be a discordant melody, till you came and presto, it changed to a symphony, a rhapsody. 100,000 people can witness when I tell them.
There's a kid downstairs. I'll bring him up on the air now.
To a million, but me just for one. 100,000 people can witness what I've just done, and I'm singing to a million. Singing to a million. The million just passed.
Now, folks, for the big surprise of the evening.
The
general broadcasting public will long remember this program. Ben and I are going to introduce to you a little fellow that comes straight from the war-torn shores of England.
America's visitor number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Phoebe and I proudly present our new son.
And now, folks, every mother's heart will beat a little faster when they hear the voice of Phoebe and Ben's adopted foster child, that lovable little rascal. Evacuee of evacuees, Albert Tumlin.
Watch your cocks.
Watch your cocks. The very breath of England. Albert, I want you to meet your new mother, Phoebe Daniels.
Hello, Albert.
Pleased to meet you. Bit of all right, isn't she?
No way to talk about your mother. And this is your new father, Ben Lyon.
Welcome to your new home, Albert.
Take it out. I tell you, I'm as much right in here as any of you.
Seems to be a little excitement around here, folks.
That's quite all right, it's my uncle. Where do you get to, you old fool?
But you don't understand. It's a podcast.
Yes, I know. I wasn't with Carol Evans for nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Albert's uncle.
Oh, them stairs. 15 floors.
Don't tell me you walked up.
Yes, I did.
Well, why didn't you take the elevator?
Not me. I'm not going to ride in them things. I've got kleptomania.
Ladies and gentlemen, he means claustrophobia. Kleptomania is when you take things.
That's right. He took the stairs.
Baby, see what you can do with him.
Yeah. Who's the bit of fluff? That's my mother. Pretty. Oh, like some of my sister, didn't it?
Well, Albert, we're all very, very happy to have you with us.
Yes, so what about me? Where he goes, I go. Blood sticking in water, you know.
Shut up, you twerp.
Albert has the cutest names for people.
Yes, and I'll bet some people have some pretty cute names for Albert, too. You know, Albert, all the little American kiddies are listening in to hear you speak. Won't you say something to them?
Yeah, we'll sing them a song.
A song? Yes. What kind of song?
Oh, it's all right. Tank dirty.
It's an old English folk song.
Oh, well, that'll be fine. Yes, do.
Me. There wasn't no family and no sow. Heavenly Dell, Susanna's a bountiful man. Heavenly Dell, Susanna's a bountiful man. Sing that to go rings below. Susanna's a bountiful man. Heavenly Dell, Susanna's a bountiful man. Now this old cow had some little pig. Adelaide, Susanna's a funny fool man.
Boy, they'll take the puzzle. Sits it off the air after this. Do you want to listen, Chief?
No, I daren't. Your name Lyon or Oliver? No, why?
Well, you can't go in there.
There's a broadcast.
Sorry, buddy. We want Lyon and Oliver.
You mean you've got a warrant?
Out of the way, fella.
Now, listen, boys. I'm on your side, see? They're both in there, all right, but there's a broadcast on. So whatever you do, grab them quietly.
They don't make no noise when we grab them.
Sing that nigga rings along. Susanna's a funny fool man.
Over there by that armchair.
Susanna's a funny fool man. Now, these little pigs, they had to be stopped. Susanna's a funny fool man. Susanna's a funny fool man. Sing that nigga rings along. Susanna's a funny fool man. Susanna's a funny fool man. Now, these little pigs, they made the best
Hey, what is this?
You're both under arrest.
Under arrest?
I wasn't doing more than 30 miles an hour.
Oh, what charge?
Fraud, misrepresentation, and petty larceny.
Oh, there must be some mistake.
Get on the body chiller of the GVC. He'll tell you all about us.
We've already done so. That's why you're under arrest.
I don't get it.
Don't worry, you will.
Hey! Say, where's Joe?
Joe? What would Joe be doing on an LBC program?
LBC?
You mean our program went out on your wavelength?
Why?
Come on.
Just a minute, officer. I want to get one thing straight before we go. Did BB know that you switched cables?
Did she know? It was her idea.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
We could use a laugh here.
Oh, that was grand, boys.
Hey, that's nothing. You wait till we get warmed up.
Well, now, I think that all our listeners are very anxious to hear something about their new Liberty Boys. Tell me something about your home and your people and all the 101 little things that go to make up your life in brave little England.
Huh?
Where do you live?
Oh, I live at the castle.
The castle? What castle?
The castle at Amersham.
Were you evacuated there?
Evacuated? Why, his family's had the castle for generations.
Really? Why, this is wonderful. So the castle belongs to you.
Oh, not me. My father. Of course, the freehold belongs to the Brewers.
Oh, you mean there's a mortgage on that lovely old castle?
Yes, that's how the Brewers got it.
Oh. I suppose the Brewers are a branch of your family.
Well, in a way, one of them had to marry my sister.
Why, Albert, what a big country seat you have. I'm sure all our listeners will be just as thrilled as I am to hear that our Liberty Boy will one day be the master of this huge castle.
It's not huge. It's quite a small place.
What do you mean, small? It's bigger than the Marquis of Granby.
Really? It must be wonderful.
Oh, yes, it was, before the bomb hit it.
The bomb? Then it was blitzed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Is there anything left?
Well, the outside's still there, but the inside's gone.
Oh, then it must have done an awful lot of damage.
It did.
Yes, smacked through the forail, banging the vaults.
You mean the dungeon?
Yes, it shook the foundations.
Did it destroy any of the old bastions?
No, there was no one in the bar at the time.
Friends, this is a heart-rending story. A story you've heard firsthand from this brave little fellow who has taken his losses so magnificently. A story of the destruction of one of the stately homes of England, one of the landmarks of democracy. We of the LBC feel proud and honored to guarantee the future of this homeless child who has given all to democracy. But is that enough? Is there nothing more democracy can give him?
Amazing reaction to Amersham broadcast. Public voluntarily subscribed $50,000 for castle restoration. Following the broadcast of Liberty Girl B.B. Daniels and Albert, evacuee son of Lord Amersham, the Liberty Broadcasting Corporation has been deluged with voluntary subscriptions, large and small, for the restoration of Amersham Castle to its ancient glory.
Sure looks like your old lady started something there, huh?
Albert, evacuee son of Lord Amersham.
Why, you big palooka!
You had a lord in your hands and didn't know it.
No, Ben, you got it wrong. Phoebe Dallas hasn't got a lord in her hands, but she doesn't know I know it. Or maybe she does know I know it, and she's put me in a place where I can't say it.
To think that Phoebe would do a thing like this to me. She'll be sorry for this one day.
Yeah, when she's just a number scrubbing the floor of the big house.
Big house?
Listen, if we're in here for what we've done, she'll get 10 years in a pen for what she's done.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Lord Amersham's son. What a laugh.
What do you mean?
He's no more Lord Amersham's son than I'm the four Marx brothers. He's a cabin boy I hired off the Sultan's boat.
Hey, this is no time to joke.
But listen, here are his sailing papers. He gave them to me as a guarantee that he'd show up.
What? Say, Vic, if we can get out of here, Botticelli can bust LBC wide open with these. It's fraud and misrepresentation, if you like. Hey,
Berman. Listen, my name is Herman.
All right, Charlie. Look, how do we get out of here?
Just pay your $50 bail.
But we haven't got $50. Wouldn't you take an IOU?
Hey, look, will you give me $20 for this?
I'll give you $5.
$5? Why, it's gold and it's got a Swiss movement.
I don't care if it does a rumba.
It's yours for $5. Now, we've only got $45 to get.
Come here, Vic. Say, what about a nice new pair of shoes? Hey, only one once, $5.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, you want to get out of here, don't you?
Sure.
Then shut up.
Say, what size are they?
Small 8.
No good to me. I'd take 9.
Oh, goody, goody.
Well, maybe these would be good enough for your son.
My son? Why, he's only 7.
Well, these are only 8. You'll grow into them.
Yeah? Okay, I'll give you a couple of bucks.
So, that only leaves 43. Come on with the dough.
All right.
The other two.
Okay.
Hey, this cop's a crook.
I got no further statement to give to you or any other paper. We weren't on the air, that's all. And the people responsible have been dealt with. Miss Kelly! Miss Kelly!
How did you get out?
We raised our bail.
Get out of this place, do you hear?
That's no way to talk to us, Mr. Botticelli. We've got great news for you.
Any news from you is bad news. Get out! Miss Kelly!
I forgot to tell you, Miss Kelly's locked up in the restroom.
I'll have you transported for this.
You'll have us transported for this.
Hey,
I hate to do this, Mr. Botticelli, but it's for your own good.
Tell him quick before he eats my hand off.
The English lord the LBC have got is a fake. He's only a cabin boy on a cattle boat.
And they don't know it yet.
Today, LBC take you one stage further in the saga of America's Liberty Boy. With the amazing sum of $50,000 behind him, Albert, son of Amersham, returns to the mother country to rebuild his castle. With him goes the LBC Liberty girl, Bebe Daniels. Take it away, Bebe.
Well, friends, what I really want to say is thanks a million for the way you've contributed to this great cause. Well, friends, there go the motors, which means we're about to take off. So au revoir. And in case Ben Lyon and Dick Oliver are listening in, so long, suckers.
Well, I like that.
Hey, don't even ignore her.
I want a transatlantic telephone call to England. Yes, to Lord Amersham. Find him and do it quick.
Yes, this is Lord Amersham speaking. What? Transatlantic call. Yes, of course, Albert. Hello? My son? Yes, of course, I've got a son. What's that to do with you? In America? Of course he's not in America.
That's all we want to know. Thank you, my lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye and good luck.
Your son's in England. See what they've done? They hoaxed America and got $50,000 on the false pretenses. That'll make the name of the LBC stink in every decent American ear.
Yes, but it won't help us. We've got to turn this to our advantage.
Say, wait a minute. Who was that $50,000 subscribed for?
Lord Amersham's son.
Then legally it's his property and sooner or later he's going to get it. Now, if we can get to him before Bebe finds out a mistake, tie him up to broadcast for us, look what a scoop it'll be.
You mean, go to England?
Sure. And I know just how we can do it.
Hey! You want an idea from me?
No.
But Daniels has gone on the clipper. He's nothing faster than that.
Well, what about a ferry bomber?
A what?
Don't we fly bombers to England every day?
Yes, but...
But if you'll stake us, we'll stow away on one.
Now, wait a minute, Ben. Take it easy. You know, riding in those planes always makes me feel sick. You know, these little confined spaces.
Vic Oliver, you're afraid.
Me afraid? No. I just have an agreement with the Air Force. As long as I don't fly, they don't play the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dog biscuits.
Don't be silly. What would dog biscuits be doing in a bomber? Each one of these biscuits is a concentrated meal.
Yeah, well, find me a concentrated biscuit of roast chicken and salted potatoes.
I like that. That's gratitude for you. Here, I'm trying to get us to England before BB.
Trying is right. Out of 7 bombers that left the field, you had to pick out the one that left last. Cooped up like this for 4 days. I haven't got any secrets from you anymore.
Gosh, I'm cold, Vic. Well, my teeth chattering. I feel like I've got Fred Astaire's foot in my mouth.
You might do worse. You might have gobbles.
Hey, we must be up high. Hey, look, we're up above the clouds.
Ben, I can't breathe. I've got asthma.
That's not asthma. That's altitude.
Well, whatever it is, I've got it. Couldn't we open the windows or something?
That's better. Here, take a whiff.
Look at the lovely garden. Those beautiful trees. And the swans on the lake.
Pull yourself together, Vic. You're seeing things. Hello, baby. What are you doing here? Get away from me, Big Oliver. Get away from me, Big Oliver. Get away, Big Ahmed Oliver. Get away. Scram. Hey, Chamberlain. Send in the dancing girl. And don't forget my favorite.
Oh, your mightiness. Give me another chance.
Listen to me, old son of a mangy camel.
Yes, father.
My contract calls for a new joke each year.
Alas, your mighty mousetrap. I have no new joke this year.
What? No new joke? Big Ahmed Oliver, you're sinking.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not. It's him.
Your mightiness, she refuses to come.
She refuses to come? Who's king in this joint anyway?
Thou art, your eminence. But she says she will not dance once the army is on the body.
Ah, so you've been tampering around with my Danes again.
Oh, no, I swear to you, almighty ambulance, I was just telling her about my operation.
Another crack like that and I'll kick you in the toga.
She complaineth that he looketh through the harem windows with field glasses.
Ah, so a peeping Tim. Take him away, cut his head off.
Boy, am I being pruned.
Strike up the band. Music's driving me nuts. Wake up, get hot. Before I lose my head. I mean before you lose your head.
Pages of ancient history, they named the 7 wonders of the era. How they built the pyramids is a mystery, but how Salome made the braid is clearer. She took off 1 veil, and 2 veils, and 3 veils, and 4 veils, and 5 veils, and 6 veils, and no! So my name, Salome, when the boys that know me get familiar, they call me Sal. If an Oriental man or Eastern gentleman should have 1 number in his books, then it's Sal. The Desert Watch Committee have tried hard to ban me since I did a fan dance with an electric fan. So it's not Salome when I tell you that Salome is a lady. That's known as Sal. So it's not baloney when I tell you that Salome is the lady, the lady.
He burnt up.
Sensational. Terrific.
Lord Chamberlain.
Yes, Your Majesty.
From now on, put the cover charge up in this joint.
Salome Daniels. Ask for anything you want, and it is yours.
Thank you, All Highest. I've got something here I've wanted for years.
You threw away the wrong end.
I'm still colossal.
Hey, Vic. Vic, wake up.
No, I won't forgive you. You've cut out... Golly, what's happened to my neck?
We must have passed out on account of the oxygen.
What?
There's not a sound.
Well, how can I listen if there's not a sound? Say, you're right. The engines are stopped.
That's the gliding.
Hey, can you see anything?
Yes, a flying cat.
A flying cat. That cat's on the ground. Hey, we're in a hangar.
Oh, England, home and beauty. Boy, we've done it.
Wait till BB finds out we beat her to it.
Yeah, but how do we get to Amersham?
Well, first we gotta get out of here.
Come on.
Vic, don't forget this country's at war. If anybody hollers halt, you know what to do?
Yes, run like hell.
Welcome to London, Miss Daniels.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Won't you sit down?
Yes, thanks. I hope my cables didn't give you too many headaches.
Well, we're used to headaches up here at the BBC. As a matter of fact, your guest houses have been very easy. Now, let me see, who have we? Oh, we've got you, George Arliss, Robert Donat, David Niven, and Richard Tauber.
Why, that's marvelous. It sounds like a command performance.
Well, everybody wanted to be in on the first Anglo-American broadcast.
Tell me, what time do we go on the air?
7:30. It's a bit of a rush.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to working fast.
Oh, that's good. Well, there's one query. I suppose you have permission for us to broadcast from Amersham Castle.
Oh, of course. Lord Amersham's son knows all about it. As a matter of fact, he's opening the program for me.
Oh, well, then we've nothing else to worry about. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, I can't wait to see the castle. Why, you double-crossing, two-faced, swindling crook. You told me you owned Amersham Castle.
No, he didn't. He said he owned the castle at Amersham.
That's right.
Oh, what's the difference?
One's fast, handsome, and the other's pleasant. Grammar, see?
You led me to believe you were Lord Amersham's son.
Oh, no, we haven't. You collected that.
We haven't had a smell of it yet.
Yes, and that money was subscribed to restore our castle to its ancient glory.
Yes, and this is our castle, and this is part of the ancient glory.
You two twerps have put me in a fine spot. I think Lord Amersham will have something to say about this.
Yes, and we'll have something to say about it, too.
Amersham Castle and step on it. So here I am with $50,000, a broadcast at 7:30, and no Lord Amersham's son.
But I don't see very how I can help at all.
Oh, Lord Amersham, I know it's asking an awful lot, but would you let your son broadcast with me tonight?
But my dear young lady...
I'll get him home to bed early. I promise you I will.
Well, Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
It's all right. Come in. Michael, this is Miss B.B. Daniels. Miss Daniels, this is Michael. And my son.
Hey, send me a long way to this Amersham Castle.
Can't you drive any faster?
No. Can't you see I'm carrying a big load of manure?
Well, it ain't roses.
Hey, be you two gentlemen Americans?
Isn't it cute? Yes, we be.
Hey, my great-grandfather knew George Washington. He was always boasting about him.
Well, now you got something to boast about. You can say you met Vic Oliver. Not him, me. He's my son, Vic Oliver. He's colossal.
Vic Oliver is the lowest form of life in American radio, and he's put you on the biggest spot you've ever been on.
Who, me? I'm nothing in a spot.
Oh, no. Sam, come here. Those two off the Briar Road. Who asked you to offer that boy $50 to be an evacuee on a broadcast?
Mr. Vic Oliver.
And who finally smuggled him and the old man off the ship?
Mr. Oliver.
Okay, Sam. Beat it.
So,
you're not on a spot, eh? Vic Oliver's on your payroll.
Yes, but he wasn't cutting out my orders.
No?
Tell him.
You can't deny that Oliver is in your employ. So, under Statute 57 of the Criminal Code, you can be indicted for conspiracy to defraud, the maximum penalty being 10 years.
But if you do go to jail for 10 years, they automatically admit their own guilt. Which means that Mr. Herkensheimer will do the same sentence.
See?
Well, it looks as though these gentlemen had better forget it.
That's what I was going to suggest. You know, there's one thing here makes me so mad I can't see.
What's that?
Everybody stands to go to jail except Big Oliver!
Hey, This be Amersham Castle, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Giles. We appreciate your kindness.
Thank you very kindly, sir.
So long. We'll be smelling you.
Hey, and watch those speed cops going back.
Well, well, well. Amersham Castle. Boy, we've made it.
Excuse me, is this Amersham Castle, please?
Yes. Hey, BBC. Be Your Baby's Company. Don't be silly. British Broadcasting Corporation. Are you radio guys?
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that funny? So are we.
Oh, I say, are you with the B.B. Daniels crowd? Because I'm looking for her.
The B.B. Daniels crowd?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll go and tell her you're here.
Well, thanks. Go on, Jack.
Hey, she's here. Shall I cut these tires?
No. Look, there's still a chance we can put this over. Now, if B.B. gets here, don't let her out of your sight. I'm going up to the castle.
I wonder if I might have one of these sandwiches on the lease and lend bill.
Young fool, I told you not to pedal downhill.
Well, I couldn't help it. Don't you see the pedals took me feet down with them?
Blimey! Look who's here.
Ah, the very man we want to see.
Well, 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 if it isn't the orphans of the storm.
A fine couple of parents shoe found me.
Yes, his mummy's left him flat.
Well, too bad. He's weaned, isn't he?
They raised $50,000 for us in America, and now they got the dough, we're out the broadcast.
Yes, we haven't had a smell of it yet.
What's a little broadcast among friends?
A little broadcast. Here. You call this a little broadcast?
David Niven, Richard Tauber, George Arliss, Robert Donner. Say, are all these people going to broadcast?
Yes. Yes, on a program built around Jerry and me. And we're not going to get anything out of it.
No, not a sausage.
Hold this a minute, boys. I've got an idea.
Here, my boy.
Oh, no, the name doesn't mean anything to you. You were supposed to do a broadcast tonight for Miss B.B. Daniels, weren't you? Yes. If you take a tip from me, you won't turn up. Oh, I know you were going to do a scene from Disraeli. No, that's what you think. They're going to make you sing a chorus of the Flatford Flujo with the Fly Fly. Yes, I mean it. Oh, no, not at all. No, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Okay, I've got the next one.
About the broadcast tonight. No, we shan't be needing you, no. We're getting Flanagan and Allen instead. Oh, you're welcome.
Gee, I don't know how to thank you both.
I think it's we who have to thank you. After all, when a beautiful lady descends on you insisting you accept a check for $50,000.
Baby!
Ben!
You've got no right to part with that money.
Why not? It's going to the person it was subscribed for.
Yes, and that's me.
That's right.
Oh, shut up.
This is Lord Amersham's son.
What?
Yes, and he's going to use the $50,000 to restore the east wing of Amersham Castle.
We're going to turn it into a hospital. That's quite correct. And Miss Daniels has very kindly consented to do the broadcast in one of the hangars to give our boys a show.
Yes, and it's going to be the biggest broadcast of the year. It'll make your radio company look like a crystal set.
Excuse me a minute. Hello? Yes? Who? Miss Daniels? Yes, she's here. Hold on a moment. Oh, Miss Daniels. Telephone, Miss Daniels.
Oh, all right.
BBC.
Thanks. Hello? Yes? Speaking. A cable. Yes. Just a minute. All right, go ahead. I've got it. Thank you.
Now, you're a man of the world. Wouldn't you say we had a case?
Look, I don't often forget a face, but in your case, I'm going to make an exception, so scram.
Dictator, that's what you are.
Listen, Phoebe, you don't think you're going to get away with this, do you?
I don't know what we're fighting about. We're both working for the same company. Look at this.
Owing to unforeseen circumstances, General Broadcasting and Liberty Broadcasting Corporations will amalgamate for Amersham Broadcast tonight. Hergensheimer.
Well, for crying out loud. Say, honey, that's swell.
What's the matter? Did I miss a good one?
The best joke of the year. The three of us are on a joint program tonight.
Joint program? That's very funny. You mean BB's program is our program?
Sure. General and Liberty have amalgamated for the broadcast tonight. We've got Arliss, Donut, Tauber, and David Niven. What's the matter, Vicar? You ill?
No, just a little dizzy. It runs in the family, my... Mother was a little dizzy before I was born.
Are you certain you told them the right place?
I told them the place.
Well, we just have to wait for them, that's all.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I mean, anything might have happened to them.
Yes, I think Mr. Oliver's right. We've got to be on the air in 20 minutes. We should be prepared in case they're late.
I know. The script Penrose, we could do that.
Yes.
Hey, that's a great idea.
There must be some local talent.
Sure, everybody can't be as dumb as you are.
Well, we've got to think of something quickly.
I've got it. George, you and Bebe get out in front. Grab hold of anyone who can do anything. We need a band, singers, and actors.
I can do something.
Sure, and I can tell you what.
Hi, gang.
Hi!
Welcome to the High Gang Show, coming to you from an RAF station somewhere in England, starring B.B. Daniels, Big Oliver, and Ben Lyon. That's me, folks. With Jay Wolf and his RAF band, the Green Sister, Sam Brown, and our guest stars, whose names we're keeping a secret until later on in the program. And now Jay and his lads start the ball rolling with our new theme song, High Gang. And you'll hear the voices of the three Green Sisters and yours truly. Take it away, Jay.
High Gang, you got the stuff to give 'em. High Gang, just give your life the rhythm it's been lacking. Let's get cracking now, the gang's come back into town.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, High Gang, just look around you and you'll find, gang, that lady loves around you, and it's plain that once again that Mr. Groom will have to step down.
If you're a no one, why should you grumble? The greatest folks once were very humble.
Locals may patter, it doesn't matter. A beggar can sing the song of a king.
High Gang, come on and let's begin then. High Gang, take all your cares and swing them. Let your troubles all go hang. Everybody shout, High Gang.
Say anything, but there's a very handsome young pilot officer trying to teach B.B. how to fly.
Is that so? Well, I'll teach her a thing or two. Thanks, Vic. Hey, B.B., come here.
Thank you, gang, thank you. And thank you, Camembert.
Camembert? Well, Camembert is an imported cheese.
What, are you a local boy?
Oh, say, B.B.
Hmm?
Here, a lot of letters for your Auntie B.B.'s advice column. You better answer them.
Oh, yes. Say, look, this one's for you. It says, Dear Sir Lion.
Sir Lion, isn't it marvelous, folks? And I've only been in this country about 3 hours.
Yeah, but look at the way they spelled Sir. C-U-R.
Probably a misprint. Go on and read it.
It says, Dear Sir Lion, I'm going to marry a Marine, but I'm worried because I was told that a Marine is half a soldier and half a sailor. Is this true? Signed, in Inefix.
Dear Inefix, what do you care if a Marine is half a soldier and half a sailor, as long as both halves get leave at the same time?
Well, no more, only will you please give me some headlines for the following news items?
Sure, what are they?
Well, this one says, a Spitfire chased a Heinkel into a hayrick.
A Spitfire chased a Heinkel into a hayrick?
That's it.
Headline, German pilot ricks his Heinkel.
Well, this one says, Eve went on a holiday without Adam's consent and took nothing with her.
Headline, Eve absent without leave. Oh, say, look, here's the last one, so you'd better take it.
All right, what is it?
Well, it says, a group of Americans have formed a flying squadron called the American Eagles and are now fighting for Great Britain.
A group of Americans are fighting for Great Britain?
Yes.
Headline, America gives Hitler the bird.
And now, gang, I'd like to bring to the microphone that very popular AC2, Sam Brown. Come on, Sam.
When we were joining up, we heard the story of the glory of the Army and the Air Force and the Navy. We found it hard when signing on to know which uniform to don, the Army or the Air Force or the Navy.
We chose the Air Force,
'cause the poster looked so grand, showing a guy learning to fly.
We chose the Air Force,
'cause we wished to see the world and never got sent further than Kent. But in the Army there was marching, and we didn't fancy marching all the day and anyway. And in the Navy there was sailing, and we didn't fancy sailing round the bay. So what did we say?
We'll choose the Air Force, 'cause we're out to do or die, ready to dare up in the air.
But they made us wash the plates and scrub the floors and clean the grates and polish all the wing commander silverware.
We chose the Air Force and got the air.
And now, gang, to all of you who've lost on the sweeps, dog races, and football pools, I'm going to bring you some more bad luck. And here it is, Vic Oliver.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's not enough.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Cut out the clowning. Why were you so late?
Oh, Ben, I met the most beautiful blonde baby today in the streets. She was so beautiful, I wanted to adopt her.
Well, why didn't you?
Her husband came and took her home.
Not to change the subject, but I'm terribly sorry I couldn't get to your party last night, but you see, I had to go to a debutante's ball.
Oh, and how were the debutantes?
Oh, very nice girls.
Oh, that kind. How was the food?
Oh, fine, fine. And how was your party?
Oh, marvelous. So funny. You know, there was a young man there. He went around kissing all the young girls, started telling rude stories, and drinking up all the liquor in the house. It was a shocking, vulgar exhibition.
Oh, I should say it was.
Yes, I'm thoroughly ashamed of myself.
Listen, Vic. Don't you think we better tell our listeners on the Forces program something about the people on the broadcast?
You mean Peep Keyhole?
Yeah.
Oh, goody, goody. What have I got to lose? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite reporter, Peep Keyhole, giving you all the latest inside information about the personalities on the High Gang program. Personality number one. Bibi Daniels, our charming singer of songs, is a very busy girl these days. She did some thorough spring cleaning yesterday at her house and discovered four new rooms. Personality number two. Jay Wilbur, our musical director and formerly bugler with the Northwest Mounted Police, is a well-known personality. You can see his photograph in every hairdressing shop in England. Underneath, you have the inscription, "Don't let this happen to you." Personality number three, Ben Lyon, our handsome soprano, is the most happily married man in the world. He adores his wife, and she worships the ground that's coming to him.
Today, Beanie sings for the first time a new song which we hope you'll like, entitled "It's a Small World."
My heart could never forget you. My lips kept shaping your name, darling, and yet when I met you, how foolish the words that came. It's a small world, fancy meeting you. Am I only dreaming this, or can it be true? 10 million people now I might have easily met. And you're the very one I tried so hard to forget. It's a small world, if it's really you. Help me find that magic spell, don't tell me we're through. Pretend a love affair is new. We'll start from today. In a small world, in our own small way. It's a small world. Don't be feeling blue. Though your love is far away, she's thinking of you. This meeting had to be. We three shall never forget. We've come from worlds apart. It's mighty nice to have met. Is this small world large enough for you? If I thought you'd really care, we'd tear it in two. I'd like to fall for you in such a very big way, in a small world, in our own small way. In a small world,
And now, folks, Jay Wilbur leads the band in a high gang symphony. Take it away, Jay.
The BBC just telephones your guest stars aren't coming.
Aren't coming? Why?
Your friend Vic Oliver telephoned this afternoon.
Oh, what did he say?
Whatever he said, he's upset him and they're not coming.
Hey! Head Vic off, then.
Why?
He's canceled our guest stars.
What?
Open up the door. You're only making it worse for yourself. Open the door, I'll break it down. Do you hear?
Open the door, I'll mop you up.
Hey, come down, you gorilla. Come here, Vic.
Headquarters, invasion alarm.
Amisham.
Well, that's that. I'm glad of it. Now we won't be fighting all the time. I tell you what we'll do. We'll go back to our old borderline.
We? Does that include Rat Oliver?
So help me, I'm through with Vic this time.
He's such a joke, isn't he?
Oh, Victor?
Yes?
Vicky, dear.
Yes?
Come here. We're going to play a little game.
Oh, goody, goody.
You like guessing games, don't you?
Yes. What is it? Animal, mineral, or vegetable?
Oh, it's much more exciting than that. Now, close your eyes.
Yes.
Bend down.
Yes.
And count up to 10.
If you can count that far.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Straight ahead.
Hey! I've got no parachute.